Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, Los Cachos.
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, a man who, at this time of year, is always barking at the moon, the irrepressible J-Man.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Well, that worked out perfectly, actually.
That was all right, wasn't it? It was like we planned it.
Uh-huh. Wow. This could be a good show.
We should just hang up. One of the two.
Yeah, there it is. I'm out of here. Well, happy Sunday morning to everyone, all the guests in the room, and, of course, J-Man, the lovely Jamie.
How you doing? Mm-hmm. All right.
Who is listening.
Oh, yeah.
Who is listening from the cool, soft sheets of her bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And her comfortable Victoria's Secret lingerie.
Mm-hmm. At least that's what we're thinking.
That's right. So how you doing, Matt?
Well, you know, I don't know, Jay. You know, the dog days of summer, nothing really happened too much.
Yeah.
And nothing going on. Had an up and down week at the beer mine this week.
It happens.
Yeah. I mean, like Tuesday, one of my customers, she brought me pickled green tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, for those of you who have never had them, which I hadn't up until that point, are fantastic. Nice southern woman, J-Man.
Oh, they're the best.
She came through on Tuesday night. She said, "You like dill pickles?" I said, "Yes." "You like maters?" I said, "Yes." "Well, here's a jar of these. I made them. Try them." So I did, and they were excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you fried any of your green maters?
No, these aren't for frying.
Oh, they're not, are they?
No, they're to be topped upon a hamburger, and we did that Thursday, and they are awesome.
Hmm.
Excellent.
And what do they taste like? I mean, do they just taste like dill pickles?
They taste like dill pickles with the texture of a tomato. It's the most amazing thing.
Wow.
I know.
Science is amazing, isn't it?
I know. Even Schmoop likes them, and, you know, she doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
So. And then, let me tell you this. Friday, the same woman came through, and I was getting her order ready, and then she got out of her car, and I heard her mumble something like, "I got something else for you." So I go back out, give her a change, and by God, there's a jar of blueberry jelly.
Blueberry jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, normally when someone says, I got something else for you, you hit the alarm button.
Well, I know, exactly.
Which
especially
probably doesn't
when they get out
work.
Of their car and get into their back seat.
Yeah, she pops the trunk. You just run. Just run, man.
Yeah. And but that was balanced out Friday night. It was very humid up here, Jay, and a little busy Friday night, and couldn't get a smoke in, and I was getting a little testy.
Oh.
And towards the end, a guy came through, and he said, "Can I have a 20-ounce Diet 7-Up?" I said, "Sure." But I walked back to get Diet Dr. Pepper. I said, "All right." So no. Diet Mountain Dew. So I'm a little ticked off, and I ring it up, and I said, $1.66. He said, "I apologize. I had a brain aneurysm 10 years ago. Sometimes I don't think straight." And then when he said that, I saw his head, and I could see the scar, and then I felt bad for getting mad until J-Man, he told me all about his brain aneurysm.
Well, you seemed like a sympathetic fella.
I think he felt bad. He wanted to explain himself. And just 10 minutes of him talking about his brain exploding. And,
mm-hmm. Well, did you stop him and say, "You think you got problems, buddy? Let me tell you."
No, I didn't, because I did feel bad. Because this happens a lot, too. I'll see this beat-up car come in with someone, you know, looks like they just got out of a swamp. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be great. And then they leave me a buck tip, and then I feel awful.
That's the way it always works. When I was delivering pizzas back in the day in college, you deliver to the Little Italy trailer park, you know, where everybody's got a pit bull and a 9mm in their belt, and they always tipped. But boy, you deliver up, with the suit, the rich folk, people who were like on the board of trustees at the U of A or something like that, not a dime. They wanted every
not
penny
a dime.
In their change.
Now I'll tell you what, and nurses are the worst.
Oh, they are.
Oh my God, they're terrible. I don't think I've ever gotten a tip from Nurse Sherry. And we're even friends.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
I bet doctors don't tip much either.
Oh, hell no. Well, they're so used to sending out bills, they don't know what
it's
like.
They probably just
send
itemize.
Out a little gratitude.
Well, they probably send you a bill for, you know, they're coming through and extracting.
Well,
Budweiser from your cooler.
Exactly. Most of the doctors I know, my God, they don't even follow me on Twitter or Facebook anymore. That's okay.
At least you're okay. At least you're not bitter about it, though.
No.
That's
not at all. So,
right.
It wasn't really hot this week, but oh my God, it's like a daily sponge bath.
It's pretty rough out there.
Yeah. How things down there?
Pretty much the same. It rained most of the week. It rained almost every day. And it just, you know, it'll rain in the morning and then the sun will come out and everything gets all sticky and steamy. And
yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Then it rained again in the afternoon and then the sun would pop out again for about an hour right before sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Just to ruin the evening. And I tell you, it's at least 2-shower humidity.
Exactly.
You got to take 2 showers a day just to try to survive it, and even maybe a third on some days. That's how hot and humid it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you have enough running water down there to do that?
Yeah, plenty. Yes, plenty. Oh.
Yeah. I always have to take the cheap Southern joke, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Always got to aim low, don't you?
I guess that's why the doctor doesn't follow me. Just not enough.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe he only follows
people. Optimism in his life.
Exactly. Maybe he's looking for positive people.
Yeah, well.
You know, people like me.
You are. You are Mr.
Yeah.
Mr.
Upbeat. That's right.
Oh, I'll tell you one other thing that happened. In Friday night after, Friday night after the brain aneurysm story, it's like 10 minutes before I close the place, and I'm walking from the ice cooler, which is outside, back into the drive-thru, getting ready to close. I get shot in the chest. A locust went straight into my chest, scared the crap out of me, and then laid there on the ground dying.
Now, did you, like, throw your arms in the air and look all stupid right there?
I'm sure I did. I can't remember because it just happened like that. And, you know, I had, like, five monsters that day, so I'm surprised I didn't go into cardiac arrest because it hit me right there.
Did you scream like a little girl?
No, I didn't. That was pretty good. But, no, I didn't.
Did you grunt? Oh.
No, I shouted some expletives. And
oh, well.
Eh. Well, there you go.
All right. Well, you had a full week.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a happy birthday shout out to my brother-in-law. Al, it is his birthday today.
That would be the Colonel.
Yes. Retired.
Or is he a Lieutenant Colonel?
Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel.
Oh, so he's not a real Colonel.
Well, Henry Blank was a Lieutenant Colonel, so.
Yeah, and he was quite likable.
That mattered, yeah.
Much like your brother-in-law.
Right.
Who's married to the better part of your family.
Exactly.
All right, then. Do they have big plans or anything?
I don't know. I have no idea. They'll probably do something.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they're up there in Omaha, Nebraska. The possibilities are endless.
Oh, I know. You know what they could do, Jay? You know what they should have done? They should have made a road trip to come down to your place and get a little lemon herb chicken helper.
They should have.
Because evidently a lot of people like that stuff.
Yeah, surprisingly enough. I just...
Yes. You just won.
Yeah, what a mess. Well, no, I up and decided to post a link to that blog post, which you can read at iwsradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted it, link of it to it on Reddit, and it blew up.
It went viral.
It did go viral, and it's quite the controversial post, as it turns out.
Yes.
A whole lot of upvotes, a whole lot of downvotes, several comments there on Reddit. A couple people giving me some ideas of how to tweak the recipe. One guy pointed out that using the chicken helper has virtually no nutritional value, is loaded with salt and fat, and helps feed the military-industrial food complex, as it is made using GMO wheat subsidized by the government, which means you're paying for it twice.
And I understand that because I typically think about that before I make something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Yep. And then one guy simply comments, 1, follow instruction on package. 2, feel like a chef because you seasoned the chicken and had a follow-up course of lemon ice cream. 3, blog about your, in quotes, recipe.
Well, yeah.
You got me. You got me, dude.
What's wrong with that? mean, I can't hear him.
Shout out to...
I can hear his words, but I think he was saying that in a bad light.
I think he was, so shout out to Captain Obvious on Reddit. Oh, it's Joe the Ho 27.
Ah.
How you doing? Anyway, Joe didn't quite... You know, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't quite get the concept of the blog, even though it,
yeah.
you know, pretty clearly says that it's a comedy slash humor slash satire blog. But, you know, I did post a picture of the box it came out of, right? I mean, I
yes,
wasn't exactly hiding things. Okay.
Nope. You're pretty upfront. I wish I had known about Reddit when I made Hot Dog Helper like 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Probably would have got a comment that said, "You're bastardizing Hamburger Helper."
Probably. Yeah, there's probably someone in there going, "Look, these recipes are scientifically balanced.
Exactly.
You can't be adding and subtracting from it because it changes the entire structure of the meal."
Well, I'll tell you what. The Schmoopster and I had an argument about that one time. Along those lines.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she wanted to add peas or something to the Hamburger Helper. And I had to tell her, I said, "You know, you step down, lady. Hamburger Helper helps itself. That's why it's named that."
It's not named Hamburger Some Helper.
Exactly.
It's not named Hamburger We Need a Little More Helper.
Right. Well, I don't like that.
Oh, God. The audacity, the arrogance of someone to think they could make Hamburger Helper more helpful.
Yeah, you just can't do it. It's bravado.
Oh, my God. Even Bobby Flay would not be so audacious.
Yeah. And it was probably on the 4th of July, too. Just,
probably.
Seeing all the flag on 4th of July, trying to improve Hamburger Helper. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. That's good shit right there.
And we got a couple more guests in the room, which is nice to see.
Hola.
And, you know, the guest, J-Man. The guest.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie. Any and all of them could call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
That's right. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead.
They could talk to us about the doldrums and boredom of the dog days of summer.
Or their experiences with Hamburger Helper and Chicken Helper.
Exactly. Yeah,
because I tell you what, this Chicken Helper needed a little bit of help.
Well, it
might have needed me to actually do it the way it said to do it. There's always that possibility too. Because I had the chicken tenders were frozen.
Yeah.
I threw them in a pan and put some butter and cooking them up, and then I threw the seasoning in and it got all mucky.
Ooh, I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it sounds good. Even though my comment to you when you told me what you were making, I think my comment was, "That sounds delicious."
Yeah.
I think there was a question mark on it.
Yeah. and then on the blog itself, your comment was that you've had worse, and
mm-hmm.
I replied that I have too, but only when I'm drunk and silly.
I don't know. I think maybe I've made some of my best meals when I've been drunk and silly.
No. Well, there's just no telling what we'll eat when we're drunk.
Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to the folks at Reddit. tons and tons and tons of hits on the blog.
Yeah.
Nice little discussion in the comment section over there on Reddit. Of course, none of them would comment on the blog itself. Oh, no.
No, can't do that.
No, the comments stay over on Reddit, please. And I'm surprised that I didn't get chastised for linking to my own blog post. That they get all pissed off about that over there for some reason.
Yeah, they're pretentious.
Oh, they are. Hipster bastard.
Well, Reddit's based in Britain, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is, and that sums it all up right there.
Yeah. Pompous, arrogant, pretentious jerks.
Giving you crap about lemon, chicken, herb, and reading undercooked sausages and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and that, or they went and they went by the little grocery store on the way home and they bought a little Tupperware container full of curry and chowed down on
that.
Yeah,
because that's hip.
Well, you know, the Brits love to get the little Indian meals, you know, because it's part of the Commonwealth and all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sort of.
It's part of the empire, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Brings back memories.
Yeah, well, they obviously have some kind of unspoken agreement with them because all the Indians try to speak with a British accent. Kind of like Tina Turner when she won her Grammy Awards back in the 80s. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Born and raised in Kentucky, and she's standing up there speaking with a British accent.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she won for What's Love Got to Do with It and Private Dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And speaking of, and here's a tie-in to Jamie. I can't remember the song offhand, but she did a duet with Canadian Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah. God, I bet that was awful.
Well, it was evidently memorable because I can't remember the song. Maybe Jamie.
Yeah. I vaguely remember it. Of course, Bryan Adams, best known for his song, you know, celebrating the summer of 69 when he was 1 year old.
Exactly. Liar.
Tina Turner, Bryan Adams. The song was called It's Only Love.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I bet Tina was saying things like a boot and a after that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I spent 3 months on a pickup line down in Prestonsburg, Kentucky a few years ago when I worked for SEIU, and I was talking like a hick by the time I left.
Hey, you spent a weekend in West Virginia, and all of a sudden you weren't wearing shoes anymore.
I told you that story, didn't I?
Yeah, many times. But hey, you know what we need?
What do we need?
Before we get into all the doldrums of the dog days of summer and what have you, we need to know what the dog days are going to be like over the next week, weather-wise.
That sounds like a weather report coming up.
Yep. I think we need the weather report for Bagwine and Redneckville, and we need to know what things are going to be like for the president on his wonderful vacation.
All right.
So let's head over to the Weather Action Center and Kirk Douglas.
All right.
Kirk Douglas here for IWS Radio Weather. Weather this week for the president's undeserved vacation at Martha's Vineyard looks to be almost perfect, except for some rain on Tuesday and a possible shark attack on Thursday. They did film Jaws there, you know. Otherwise, temperatures in the upper 70s and sunny during the days and in the 50s at night. For Bagwine next week, it looks to be very pleasant, with partly cloudy skies and high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, with lows in the 50s. What the fuck? It's supposed to be August. For Redneckville, warm and rainy today and Monday, with temperatures in the mid 80s, but then also partly cloudy and comfortable temperatures during the days, with temperatures in the mid 70s and lows around 60. I guess summer is fucking over already. What is this shit? Also, I received a few emails last week asking why I didn't join in wishing President Obama a happy birthday on last week's show. It's simple. I didn't want the president to have a happy birthday. Fuck him. This had been Kirk Douglas with your weather forecast for IWS Radio here in the IWS Action Weather Storm Center.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, he, not a big fan of President Obama.
Not a big fan, no, not at all.
It's weird. But, okay.
I guess he could
anyway.
He could start up a movement called Stroke Patients Against Obama.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess he's opposed to Obamacare. He's afraid regular old everyday working stroke victims will get the same quality of care he gets.
Exactly. and he's a little afraid that he might not make it to his, I don't know, 102nd birthday. God.
But it is it's the dog days of summer. There's nothing going on. Ooh. Except that.
Well.
That's going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should have recorded that one.
Whole world's on vacation.
Yep.
Congress is on a 5-week vacation.
Yeah, but President Obama takes too many.
Yeah, his 8 days is an outrage.
I know.
Complete outrage. And, you know, he's going to a fancy rich folk place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he should have just, you know, if he wanted to take a few days, he should have gone home to Chicago so that they could do reports every day on how Obama being in Chicago has disrupted daily life of all the working people there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, all the extra security is costing the city $200 million a day. Or he could have gone, you know, to the place he claims he was born at, Hawaii.
Yeah.
So somebody could have gone on Fox News and said, I don't know if it's you know, if it's good, with all the people still suffering in this country, that President Obama went to another country for vacation. Which is what they did the last time he went there. Well, what can you do? He's staying in a big, expensive mansion in Martha's Vineyard.
A place that probably already had all the security in the world in place.
Probably. They aren't saying how much it's costing because he has to pay the rent out of his own pocket. Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all those Congress people going on golfing vacations in the Caribbean, It's being paid for by corporations and lobbyists, so everything's on the up and up there.
Yeah, little Monsanto trip.
That's right.
Union little Anheuser-Busch trip.
Oh, yeah. A little Exxon Mobil exploration of golf courses in the Dominican.
You got people from Verizon saying, call me.
Uh-huh. You know, isn't it weird that they always take these big lobbyist paid for golfing trips to small islands where the flesh trade is the number one tourist attraction?
Which probably turns you on a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, that's where Rush Limbaugh goes, too.
Yes, that's right.
You know, Rush and I, we're pretty close.
Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man. There was some chick in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
4 months pregnant, looking for a little time off, took a day off of work, and went to the Washington Redskins football camp.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for an autograph. That's all she wanted out of summer.
Oh, it's not asking for much.
Yeah, and, well, she didn't get one, and she went a little crazy, so I'll play a little bit of this for her, for you.
I just spent a whole day at the Redskins training camp for nothing. I've been there since 6:30 this morning. It's like 12 o'clock. And all I wanted was an autograph. I couldn't even get that. No players even came to where I was standing. I'm so disappointed in the Redskins right now. I've been a fan my whole life.
Isn't that sad?
Very sad.
Well,
poor girl. I feel bad for her.
Well, yeah. Evidently, we had a similar incident in Paducah, you know, as we're building our world
mm-hmm.
headquarters there. And I didn't know about this, but someone on our staff sent me this tape, and because they knew we were going to be there last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it didn't go well, J-Man.
Uh-oh.
I just spent a whole day at IWS headquarters. Scared for nothing. I've been there since 6:30 this morning. It's like 12 o'clock. And all I wanted was an autograph. I couldn't even get that. Neither Matt or Jay. They even came to where I was standing. I'm so disappointed in IWS Radio. I've been a fan my whole life. I didn't even care which IWS star it was. Crap, I got, I just wanted one. I took off work for this and everything. I'm so heartbroken right now. I can't believe IWS Radio would do this to their fans. I've been a fan my whole life. I can't believe that. I've been here since 6:30 this morning. I just wanted an autograph. I didn't even care. I just wanted one. It's not fair. There's people who were just getting there, and they didn't even. They came over to their side. Nope. IWS Radio stars. That all even came to the side I was on, and I was right in the front. I'm so disappointed. Do not come to the IWS headquarters. I repeat. Do not come to IWS headquarters. It's a waste of time. You won't get an autograph. You won't. You'll just wind up wasting your time. I took off work and everything for this. I can't believe that IWS kids would do their fans like this.
This is Fox and Friends' Steve Doocy. And when I'm not on the curvy couch with Brian and Gretch, or not polishing the zippers on Roger Ailes' britches, I listen to I'm with Stupid on the BTR Network.
Open and shut the doors on the bus. Go open and shut.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little unfortunate.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Nobody informed. Security did not inform us that somebody was there. Nobody at the front desk called. Wow.
Because you know you and I, we're more than accessible.
Hell yeah.
We're free and easy.
Yeah. In fact, her problem might have been that she assumed we had security at the front door.
Well, that's... She thought she needed a code card to get in.
Right. She might not have realized that she probably could have just opened the door and wandered on in. That's too bad. Well, I'll tell you what. Come on back this Friday and we'll make it up to you, lady.
Yeah. Take you out to Steak and Shake or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll whip up a little hamburger helper for you.
Exactly. But we're not going to add anything to it.
No. No, can't do that.
And the funny thing is that Bobby Kraft was playing the piano the whole time.
I heard that. Bobby Kraft playing the piano for her. They're helpful. But anyway, I think she's a little emotional.
You know, this time of year, the dog days of summer, people get crazy, Jay.
Oh, they do. They do. They're just so, I think I told you before, you know, over on the Twitter machine that Americans are very dangerous when we're bored.
Oh, I know.
And apparently, some 4 months pregnant, get a little hormonal.
I know.
Emotions are flowing.
Uh-huh.
And things just went from bad to worse for her, the poor girl.
I'm just hoping she wasn't coming to the headquarters to see who the dad was. I thought about that.
She might have had a paternity suit in her back pocket. Oh, here, could you sign this?
Yeah.
Right there on that dotted line, please. And could you initial here and here and here? I'd probably be like, sure. I signed what? Huh. So it's preseason, NFL preseason.
Woohoo!
Training camps.
Oh, there's one
NFL preseason game on today. I don't know if it's being televised anywhere, but Buffalo Bills and the Indianapolis Insufferable Assholes are going to get after it. So we'll see. We'll monitor Andrew Luck's progress. See how much better he looks from last year. Is he going to suffer a sophomore
slump?
Yeah. So maybe he'll make him even better. Maybe he'll improve on those 18 interceptions he threw last year, which none of which were his fault, by the way.
No. God, no.
Not a single one of them.
The receiver missed
his route. No, it bounced off somebody else's hand, and the timing was off. Receiver's timing off, of course.
That's what they used to say about, what's his name? Oh, God, the Notre Dame quarterback.
Theismann?
Brady Quinn.
Quinn.
His receiver didn't break right.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was courageous.
He was.
Quarterback, according to Brent Musburger, who was probably drunk and had money on him. So, you know, the story is that when Brent Musburger, when he was hosting the CBS, you know, the NFL Today, they would always do that live look in, you know, at Lambeau Field or something. He would say, "You're looking live." He started that so that the gamblers and the wise guys would be able to see what the weather conditions were right before kickoff. And they would know whether or not it was live or just a, you know, stock video of the stadium, and they could make some last second adjustments if it looked like it was raining or snowy or something. All right, it's just, you know, a story. Who knows?
You know who's logged in to the chat room right now, J-Man?
Well, I'll be damned.
I know.
Hi, Mike. Oh, and by the way, Mike, that reminds me. Nice to see you, Mike. Got sent a little email yesterday by Mike.
Uh-huh.
Who he sent it to you also.
He did?
But you didn't get it because he sent it to the old email address.
Of course. My life story.
Yeah, so I sent him an email and I replied and let him know that he had the wrong email address, and of course he...
That's been like, what, 8 to 12 months ago?
Something like that, yeah. It's, you know, some people are a little behind on these things.
Yeah, that's okay.
So he's probably been emailing you like 2-3 times a week for 8 months, and he probably goes, "God, how come Matt never replies? He never
exactly.
responds. That's really rude."
And that's usually that's usually the type of banner I get from Dr. Mike. What?
Yeah. Now, Dr. Well, we'll talk about Dr. Mike a little more here.
Really?
Later on in the show, later on the show, we're going to talk about Sanjay Gupta and weed.
Well, it's kind of funny that you mention weed, J-Man.
Oh, well, of course it's funny. This is a comedy show.
Well, of course. But you know, all summer we've been running ads for Bag Wine Ohio. And, well, yeah, we've got another one this week.
Oh.
From the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So let's,
awesome.
Yeah, let's take a listen to that.
The dog days of summer. In most places, the sweltering heat of this languid and logy time of year are met with the lazy barks and tired eyes of that of an old basset hound, but not in Bagwine, Ohio. In Bagwine, the dog days of summer are met with an embrace equal to the heat and humidity that embraces her people. The downtown farmers market shimmers in a kaleidoscope of colors, from the bright yellows of the fresh sweet corn to the blazing reds of vine-ripe tomatoes, to the glistening gold lamé suits worn by our over 3 dozen Elvis impersonators who aimlessly roam the streets. Bagwine is more than just a destination. It's an orchestra filled with the whirling zither sound of the sheriff's helicopter inspecting cornfields for weeds, the glockenspiel sound of breaking glass, and the didgeridoo wailing from Hank's 63 Buick that is running on 2.5 cylinders as it chugs on past the little used library. The sights and sounds of Bagwine are rivaled only by her smells. With August comes the enticing aromas of sweat and tar of her many seal coat crews, the nasal opening fumes of freshly spray-painted buildings, and the sweet smell of success of a young unmarried couple smoking a grape cigarillo packed with a weed from a cornfield that the sheriff's helicopter pilot didn't spot. With August, Bagwine comes alive with single moms foraging for school supplies for their kids, things such as pencils and notebooks, calculators and glue sticks, and head lice medicine, just in case. No, Bagwine is more than a destination. It's a lifestyle. A lifestyle that one can only enjoy in pure Bagwine. Your trip begins at bagwine.org.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
Man, that just sounds like a beautiful time of year.
It is.
Here in Bagwine.
Yeah.
All right. You probably just like to just go out and wander the streets and take it all in.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sauna.
Yeah. You just go out there and just all your senses, just the sounds, the sights, the smells, everything.
Visuals of the steam coming off the half-empty 40-ounce King Cobras.
Uh-huh. As you step on the used vials and syringes.
Yeah, you got to wear shoes. If you don't wear shoes, you're going to lead a life of hepatitis or worse.
You're going to be getting a tetanus shot every couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's nice.
All right. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, speaking of weed,
mm-hmm.
and or fields with weeds.
Yes.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta has changed his mind.
He has.
On medical marijuana. Yeah. He's flipped. He's flopped. He's Mitt Romney'd on medical marijuana. And he now is a supporter of medical marijuana after going on a little listening tour and going back and reading different studies that were done on it and talking to doctors and experts. And it's an interesting little evolution on medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And I was also interested in the reaction by a number of people.
Really?
And some of them kind of surprised me. It was kind of a little bit angry reaction by some people. Yeah. And it's always fascinating to see, doctors and how they react to things like that. And they,
mm-hmm.
they kind of wonder about ulterior motives that he might have, something like that. I don't know. The protectors of the military pharmaceutical industrial food complex, I guess.
Yeah. We don't want any of these naturally grown.
Well, that's the thing, just because more people are addicted to prescription drugs than anything else in this country is no reason.
No.
No reason to possibly talk about using natural remedies. So anyway, I guess he's got some kind of special on weed coming up on CNN, and
yeah,
I'm sure Jeff Spicoli will be, front and center watching it.
I'm sure Sean Hannity will be outraged.
Oh, you know he is because if you smoke one, you take one little toke, and you've already gone over the line.
Ryan, that's right. That could be a good song.
Yeah, that would be all right, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Sean Hannity makes sure once a week he says, marijuana is a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like holding hands is a gateway sexual activity.
Well, yeah. Well, with Sean Hannity, holding hands is a gateway to interviewing a whore.
But anyway, our cities are just ravaged with crime, most of it.
Oh, I know.
Driven by drugs.
Yep.
And just think of how much worse it would be if we hadn't had this beautiful, wonderfully thought out and successful drug war going on. War on drugs by the government.
Really put an end to it.
Yeah, it's solved all our problems.
Yes.
And I tell you what, there's another city that has its share of trouble with drugs and violence and crime.
What, Columbus?
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit, really?
Yes, but don't worry, because the Detroit Police Department has a plan, and they are hiring, and they are advertising with us. You may recognize the music.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Is life all about adventure for you? Do you enjoy martial arts training, perhaps? Do you own an arsenal of handguns and automatic weapons? Do you laugh in the face of danger? If so, we have the perfect career opportunity for you. The Detroit Police Department is hiring. Forget sitting in a cubicle for some soulless corporation. Life is to be lived on the streets. As a Detroit police officer, you'll serve, protect, and probably fight the citizens of Detroit on a daily basis. You'll be issued a free uniform and assigned a reliable and stylish 1994 Hyundai Elantra Police Interceptor, equipped with a state-of-the-art, in its day, radio system for when you need to call in a 1099 shots fired alert or the inevitable 1013 officer in need of assistance call. In the event that you are shot by a 12-year-old using a Glock 40 with hollow point armor-piercing bullets, not to worry. You get 20 whole vacation days a year to use for your recovery. Speaking of benefits, we provide an embarrassing and shameful starting salary, plus vacation days, holiday pay, court pay, and if you get lucky and the government doesn't squander it, an outstanding pension and retirement plan. Just go to DetroitMI.gov/departments and agencies/police department/policecareer.aspx to begin the application process and start your life of adventure and excitement today.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
Let's do it, Matt.
I'm with you.
Let's do it. Our long, lonely, boring days are over.
We could both apply, go up there, and we'd be J-Ski and Match. We'll get a what? Dodge Challenger?
Yeah. We could
nothing
be
like
Adam 12.
Yeah, nothing like two white guys to throw intimidation into the citizens.
Oh,
I
didn't know it. Oh, yeah, we'll settle those neighborhoods down.
They'll back off right now, baby.
Uh-huh. As soon as we pull up and get out of our car, they'll be like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Things getting serious here. We better
I am shaving my head today.
Around.
Maybe I'll throw a swastika earring in there, too.
Uh-huh.
Ain't messing with me, brother.
Yeah, I don't think we would thrive in that environment.
Well, you know, Jay, I have a credential on my resume that I could put on there, you know, since I spent a week campaigning for Kwame Kilpatrick back.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell these people I'm one of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, I've watched the entire series of The Wire all the way through 2.5 times. So
yeah,
I think that's about it. I'm about as prepared as anyone could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
And I was a big fan of Jack Morris. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I know a few. You know, you got Miguel Cabrera
mm-hmm.
playing for the Tigers and Justin Verlander. So
yeah.
We can make small talk with the folks.
Sure.
Hanging out on the stoop with them, talk
mm-hmm.
some baseball.
Yeah.
We could do it.
I think what's really funny, and it's kind of an inside joke, that I used your music and you used mine.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's funny.
Without planning it at all.
Exactly. And it's kind of creepy.
mm-hmm.
It's a good creepy.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Mike would probably make a great cop in Detroit also.
Yeah.
I think I'd like him.
Traffic cop.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed you swerved over a couple centimeters.
A couple blocks back, your
yes.
driver's side tires touched the yellow line.
Yes.
But
and
I need to...
And by the way, your driver's side tire is a little low.
But hold on, I have a fix-a-flat in the trunk.
We
get
and
that for you.
Light, and your left brake light, the luminescence is not what it should be.
Oh, and your TomTom there? Well, the maps are off. I've sent them an email. You need to update. Just going to write you a warning this time, though.
That's right.
Because, you know, that fine for using outdated software on your TomTom is $50.
Get it fixed, for I hope that we shall not cross paths again.
Mm-hmm. And I'm only going to write you a warning because I don't have time for the paperwork. It's trivia night. The little lady and I got to go
That's
hit the
right.
early bird special at Shoney's
yeah.
and get a trivia night. All right. Well, we're just rolling right along.
Yeah, of course we are.
Rolling through all the issues of the day.
Yeah, we got about 1 hour left, and if you'd like to call in at... 661-244-9852. Give us a call and tell us what you're doing during these boring days of the dog days of summer.
Yep. It's also just about back to school days.
Oh, I know.
Sad time of year for some folks.
And every person that comes through with kids in their car at the beer mine.
Mm-hmm.
I remind them of that.
Hey,
because
kid.
I'm helpful that way, yes.
Are you excited about going back to school? Hey.
And the parents are and the kids aren't. I like that.
The kids flip you off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or actually, the kids, most of the kids that come through there, they just flip a cigarette at me.
Yeah, the 40 ounces for them.
Yeah.
Mom's getting a box of wine for herself and a 40-ounce Schlitz malt liquor for the kid.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's just like NyQuil.
Yeah. It keeps them occupied.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, of course, it means we're only a couple of weeks away from turning on the evening news, and there will be a reporter standing at a busy intersection, and they'll be talking about safety and about buses. Not, don't
That's
pass fair. The bus. And, you know, are the crosswalks safe enough? And all that stuff. And same the exact same report they've been doing for 50 years. I don't know why they don't just use an old video. It's the same thing. Same intersection and everything.
Yeah, because all summer you've been told to watch out for motorcycle riders.
Exactly.
Now we just switch it to buses.
Uh-huh.
And then come December, it'll be, if you don't have to go out, stay home. Really?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
It's a bad weather. They've had flooding up there in Missouri, too. Well, we've had flooding down here, but up there they've actually had some houses flood. And they had a woman and her son were swept away. And
really?
Water, they tried to cross a low water bridge, and
why would you do that?
You know, I don't really know. I'm not sure what the, you know. And I said, well, I have a little toddler here who have no chance against this screaming stream. I think I'll chance it.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a try. Uh-oh, not going to make it. Bye, kid. So they found the kid. They still haven't found mom yet. But every single day they have updated us that the kid is still dead and mom is, probably dead also.
That's nice.
And after 4 days, they're like, well, this is really just a recovery mission now. Really? You think so?
Uh-oh, Jay. J-Man.
Uh-oh.
We just received word that Bob Barker has died.
Oh, no.
I will remember you.
And now, here is the star of The Price is Right, a man who is celebrating his 50th year in television, Bob Barker!
Don't attack me. Don't touch me.
I'm so tired.
Timothy, I welcome you to the
How's
stage.
How's it going, Bob? I'm pumped.
You're pumped?
I am pumped to be here.
You're proud to be here.
Yes.
You're pumped.
And excited.
You're pumped to be here. Pumped means that you're ready and you're happy, right?
I am.
You just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good. Open that safe. Open that safe.
I will remember you.
Our top winner in the showcase is Gay.
In order for her to make a good judgment of the price of the game, show her again how those teeth work. Now wait, what?
I am not going to stay on the stage with this troublemaker. Just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good. I'm going home. Now, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your home for the last 50 years. I am deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
That's sad.
That really is sad. Very upsetting.
And it's appropriate that he died during the dog days of summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you gonna
here's
do?
Here's to the late great Bob Barker and his extra long skinny microphone.
It was, wasn't it? Uh-oh, Jay. I just got a report, J-Man. It wasn't
Uh-oh.
Bob Barker who died. It was Edie Gourmet.
Oh.
I get those two confused.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, Bob's still with us.
Bob's still hanging there, but Edie is doing the bossa nova and the big nightclub in the sky.
I was going to say, you know, people will probably ask me what she died of, and I would say, blame it on the bossa nova. You can over bossa nova.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, you can.
Especially when you're living with Steve Lawrence.
Yep. Shout out to Steve this morning.
Oh, he's hurting.
Hope he's doing okay.
So, correction, folks, it's Bob Barker. It's Edie Gourmet.
Uh-huh. And apologies to Mike, who was probably on Google searching Bob Barker dead.
Well, he did say what? At least for Bob Barker, the price is still right.
It always will be.
And for Edie Gourmet, she's cashed in.
Hey, I wonder what's happening down at the beer mine.
I don't know. It's kind of a gloomy, it's a funky day. It's not bad out. It's not raining, but I don't know if he's busy or not. I guess we should check.
Yeah.
And we're dialing.
I see that. Oh boy.
WTPO.
Billy Boy! What's going on today?
Not much. Just
hey, did you hear Bob Barker
raining.
Died?
Huh?
Bob Barker died.
Bob Barker died?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Who's going to protect all the cats and dogs now?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Guess they're going to run rampant.
Maybe you should take up the cause, Billy.
Yeah, all right. I don't
Are you happy today?
I'm just tired today.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Hungover?
No, just worked like crazy yesterday, cutting trees up and loading wood and, you know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Trying out a new method for drying wood out.
Really?
You know, you gotta dry it for a year before you can burn it, season it. So I got a load in the back of my truck. I'm going to drive around with it, dry it out that way.
So you're just going to drive through town with a load of wood in the back of your truck?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'll give you another little tip. The way you can dry out wood.
Hang on, I got a customer.
Okay,
hello.
No problem. It really wasn't that good of a tip anyway.
But he didn't take the phone with him. You'd think he'd
no,
learn
he never
by
does.
Now.
I mean, how many times have we asked him to?
He's talking about Newports.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Paul
Malls
for
$5.
Well, plus change.
Plus change. I don't know what that means. Sounds like a little something for him.
Mm-hmm. I got a little extra for you here, baby.
Yeah. He's a slickster. He's worked every angle.
I got a cigarette for you right here. Is it really this complicated to buy cigarettes?
J-Man, you don't know. Yes, it is.
My goodness. I mean, I always assume people who smoke just smoke what they smoke, and that's what they go get.
Yeah, well, I would think so, too, and it's not complicated on our end.
You say, oh, I think I'll have a cigarette today, but what flavor?
Exactly.
What do you have in cigarettes today? What sounds
Ooh,
good?
I don't like the color of that box. He's getting a change out.
Oh, yeah. He made the sale. He closed the transaction.
Closed it.
He got them to sign on the line, which is dotted.
It's like Alec Baldwin.
Got them to sign on the line, which is dotted.
Damn right. Glenn Gary, Glenn Bill.
You think you have what it takes to sell cigarettes?
I'll show you what it is. That's so serious. That's why Bill's driving a Maserati.
That's right. And that lady's probably driving a Hyundai.
What do you need? Okay.
Oh, he must have another customer.
Oh, man. This is just crazy.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try him again.
Next week.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you're up.
All right, let me see. Well, I cut Bill off. And I think I did something to Jamie, too. Sorry about that, Jamie. I think I need to put her back on hold.
She's good. I got her on hold.
Okay.
Once again, you opened her mic, and you just put Billy on hold. You want to cut him off?
Oh, is that what I did?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's complicated.
I don't like this. And plus, Bill's phone number should have shown up at the bottom. Are you still talking? Oh, my God.
It may be another car. They may be lined up now for him.
I hope so. Well,
we don't want him to be bored.
We'll
just leave it on.
While we're talking.
A little background noise.
Yeah.
Kind of like some people have.
Oh.
Huh?
Is that
hey.
Voice?
You what?
Bill?
Yeah. Just got extremely busy there for a second.
Did you really?
All right.
Mm.
Had to explain the different kinds of cigarettes to somebody?
Yeah, they want El Cheapos, and we don't carry them. That they want.
That,
special
blends
and blacks.
That's because we're a premium drive-thru.
That's right. I don't understand why people think we stoop so low to sell junk, you know?
Thank you very much.
Quality merchandise.
Exactly.
You don't go to the drive-thru in the fancy neighborhoods expecting the cheap cigarettes.
No. Just like you don't expect to go to the cheap neighborhood and buy a good bottle of Sutter Home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's high quality stuff we sell here. Even our price for our pops are quality.
Uh-huh. So, Bill, are you suffering through the dog days of summer? How are you managing to get through it?
I don't know. I was thinking of taking up drinking, but I don't know how I'm going to get to it. It's wearing me down.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Debbie Downer today.
Or
Dean Downer, since I'm a guy.
Yeah.
So.
Did you need me to come up there and cheer you up?
Do what?
Did you need me to come up there and cheer you up?
I just might. I just might. You know, seeing a smile once in a while.
Yeah. Maybe give you.
Look so depressed. Look like they're gonna
maybe
hang
give you a hug.
Any minute.
Maybe give you a hug.
No,
you know.
Thank you.
Well, you know, just
no
one little
touching
hug.
Required.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be sexual, Bill. It could just be a nice
what?
Brotherhood.
How about
hug.
The? How about
you
the?
You could go.
How
be
about
nice
the side
with
hug?
Guy. How's that?
How about a little side hug? Just a one-arm side hug. That'll help you out
a
little.
How about bumping fist and call it a day?
Yeah.
Schmoop cheer you up?
Yes, she came by. She was all chipper.
Mm-hmm.
And filled me in about the little note you left me.
Ooh, passing love notes now, are we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, then. Well, it's been a pleasure, Bill.
Okay, I'll try to be more energetic next time.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yep, see you later.
All right.
Bye.
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 I was going to tell Bill that I use a hairdryer to dry my wood.
We're going to have to take a second look at Bill.
All right. So it sounds like good times down there at the beer mine. Well, you know, there's somebody out there who wants to let everybody know that you don't have to be bored and down and depressed this time of year because nothing's happening.
Really?
You can make your own something happen.
Really?
Yeah, just the way Bobby Kraft does.
Exactly.
You may recognize the music. Hi, everybody. Bobby Kraft here with some mild cheddar for IWS Radio. Seems Matt and Jay think this is a really boring time of year, and they were hoping I could come up with some good suggestions for the folks out there looking to stay entertained. Since I'm known as a guy who's all about entertaining people, I said okay. One of the things you could do to cheer yourself up is go to my Twitter feed, @mildcheddar_IWS. I know there isn't a whole lot there right now, but I plan on killing it just any day now. I think I'm going to entertain social media masses with a wide array of dick jokes. Everyone loves a good dick joke, right? Anyway, I don't see why people say this time of year is so boring. I don't find it boring at all. Of course, I've always said that only boring people get bored. There's a lot going on right now, and thanks to daylight savings time, it stays light till well past 8 o'clock at night. So we could all be out there enjoying nature and doing things to stay in shape and, you know, keep up our healthy lifestyles. A nice little after-dinner walk is always a good time. Maybe go down to the park and walk around the lake, or, you know, you could just walk through the neighborhood and wave at and say hi to all the people sitting on the front porch enjoying the remains of the day. Maybe even go play some golf, or go throw the frisbee around with a friend and his border collie. They love that. Whatever it is you're doing, just remember that active and healthy people rarely get bored. Of course, my favorite late afternoon or evening of summer activity is to head over to the swimming hole. It's the perfect place to see and be seen. I like to make a big production of setting up my lounge chair and my towels and getting my radio all set. And then I take off my shirt and my shorts and I just dive right into the water in my hot pink Speedos. Then I get out and I lather up with some SPF 45. And there's always a hot, lonely MILF there offering to put some on my back for me and then ask if I do the same. And, of course, I always say yes. I'm just helpful like that, I guess. See, y'all, there's lots to do in the dog days of summer. You just have to be willing to get out and do it. So remember, you either get busy living or get busy dying. That's what I always say. For IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft. And, as always, bring in the cheese. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
That's some good suggestions.
Yeah, well, you know, Bobby, he's a ball of fire.
He is.
Yeah, but most people just sit around and mope.
Nope. We never mope.
Nothing. No, not us, but others.
Because we can.
Well, I mean, we have, you know, people expect us to be on all the time.
On and up. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's a little tiring, but we do it.
Yeah, well, because we love it.
Exactly. You know what I don't get about the dog days of summer, J-Man?
What?
Why are they called the dog days of summer?
I don't know.
Well, let's try to
question,
find out.
Though.
Yeah, let's try to find out.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for calling NOAA's National Weather Service Forecast Office in Wilmington, Ohio. If you are calling with a severe weather report or need to speak with a weather forecaster, press the number 8 now. If you already know the menu selection, then select it now. Weather information can be heard over the All Hazards NOAA National Weather Service radio on an assigned frequency of 162.55 megahertz.
Oh, boy.
162.475 megahertz.
I already knew that because I have a scanner.
Yeah, I heard that one.
162.525 megahertz. Or you can visit our home weather page at www.erh.noaa.gov.
I visited the page. I wanted to call you.
/ILN.
Well, I'm glad they got the www in there.
For more information,
because most people don't remember that.
Please hold on the line for a select menu. Thank you.
Oh, my.
Welcome to the Wilmington Weather Information Data Line. If you want to hear a recording of the National Weather Service forecast for Cincinnati, call area code 513-241-1010. For the daily climatological weather summary.
You know.
Well. I guess if there was a big storm coming.
Sequester has really affected NOAA.
I guess if there was a big storm coming, we'd be dead.
Oh, my goodness. Just wanted to get a, you know, official report on why it's the dog days of summer.
Well, yeah.
And then what do we end up with, J-Man?
Heartache.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Man. But I have a scanner, and I can hear that. NOAA report. Yeah, and I also have a little weather radio.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's got to either plug it in or batteries, either or.
Ooh.
And all you have to do is hit the blue bar on top and boom, you get the National Weather Service weather report, storm reports and what have you in your area.
Well,
I don't know how they know what area I'm in, but they get it. They do it.
It's probably a secret government thing.
Uh-huh.
It's not just the weather, Jay. They are watching you.
No, yes, they are.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
And Snowden is in Russia now.
Yep.
He was given asylum. He's hanging out with Putin. They're drinking vodka.
I bet they do wings. They're sitting back doing some wings and beer.
Yeah. They're probably hanging out with all the 6-foot-tall blonde bombshells that didn't make it on the pro tennis circuit.
Which would still be okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Maria Sharapova, she's
yeah,
a freak of nature.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's what Russia should just keep doing. Russia just should, you know, see, China, every time China doesn't get what they want, they threaten to flood the world with 100 million refugees.
Uh-huh.
Russia should threaten to flood the world with 100 million 6-foot blonde babes with long legs,
yeah,
and just ruin every other model's career.
Yeah, but the only thing with the big 6'2" beautiful blonde Russian babes, in 8 years they're like 5'4" and look like Golda Meir. We could try to find out what's happening with Mr. Snowden.
Maybe we shouldn't, though.
Oh, sure. What the hell?
Здравствуйте. Вы позвонили в консульский отдел посольства России. Наши линии заняты. Пожалуйста, не вешайте трубку. Мы обязательно ответим на ваш звонок. Hello. The consul division of the Russian embassy. All our lines are busy at the moment. Please hold on. Your call shall be answered.
Ooh.
I bet she's a 6 foot tall blonde hottie too.
Oh, I bet she is. I bet her name is Nikita.
Hey Svetlana, how you doing?
Well, we can leave them on hold and see if they answer our call before we leave.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a Russian mail order bride.
Mm-hmm.
21 years old, 6 foot,
sure.
Blonde, blue eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be all right.
Giddy up, Husky. Giddy up.
Get over here, and she doesn't even know how to cook hamburger helper.
It doesn't matter because people in this country, there's a lot of people in this country I don't like. You know, like whom, Jay?
Who? Barack Obama.
Doesn't care about black people.
See, I don't like that.
It's very unfortunate.
I know. Our own president.
If he did, he'd be vacationing in Detroit, right?
Exactly. Jeez. You know what I need right now, Jay? Because we're talking about Russians, and I just need some international relations in a nice, soothing tone. And I think we have some for our listeners.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by Korean poetess Imre Wyoming, who, I might add, recently became an American citizen. From Imre's forthcoming book, I Left My Soul in South Korea, here is Cold Death and Hot Sushi. During hot summer days, my dog Sushi and I would play on the burning white sands along Incheon Bay. I would throw a ball toward a breaking wave so tall, Sushi would fetch it in the saline waterfall. She'd shake off the water and then eat the treat that I bought her. We'd then scurry on home to be with mother and father. I would clean myself up as Sushi roamed the yard, as do pups, and fresh from my bath, it was now time for sup. Family dinner time was great. Sushi would beg while we laughed and we ate. But Sushi begged no more, for she lay roasted upon my plate. Cold Death and Hot Sushi by Imre Wyoming. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Always entertaining, inspiring.
And in this instance, most unfortunate.
Yeah, well, that too.
Handicapping Network was in the chat room briefly.
Briefly?
Yeah.
That's good. Good for them.
Yeah.
Wonder what they're handicapping.
I don't know.
But here we call them physically challenged, mister.
Damn right. And as soon as I played Paul Pyatt, the Russian embassy hung up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What did you do that?
Those Russians.
They're sneaky.
Those Russians. That's just the type of people they are. I wonder if those handicappers were here to talk about fantasy football.
That could be.
Because it's that time. People
it is.
Starting to put their fantasy football leagues together, getting ready for the draft.
Oh, yeah.
Those fantasy nerds sitting on NFL Network all day, every day, watching every single preseason game, evaluating players.
Yeah.
Seeing who the steal of the draft will be.
Because you know those professionals, they have insight.
That's right. They were probably watching that rating.
They know the players who have upside.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I don't know much about him, but I heard he has some upside.
He's got potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're watching that Raiders-Cowboys game, taking a good, long look at Terrell Pryor.
Oh, God.
Trying to decide, could he really be the next RG3?
Mm-hmm.
Or the next Cam Newton?
Or
can only
next,
compare him to other black quarterbacks.
Or the next 54-year-old George Blaine.
Yeah. But you can only compare him to other black quarterbacks.
Exactly.
That's the rule. I don't know who wrote it, but we all follow it.
Just like the occasional white running back, J-Man.
Uh-huh.
He's workmanlike. He's blue-collar.
Yeah, the old Peyton Hillis.
Uh-huh.
Blue-collar, hard-working.
And then black running back.
He's a little like Larry Zonka and John Riggins.
Uh-huh. And black quarterbacks, full of athleticism.
That's right. Whereas Andrew Luck, he's a student of the game.
Oh, God.
See the intelligence and the decision-making. He's like a coach out there on the field.
That's right. A field marshal, actually.
That's right. And then you've got people like DeSean Jackson, a multi-tool player. He can hurt you from anywhere on the field.
And off the field if you're caught in a back alley.
He's a dangerous man.
He is a dangerous man. Oh, God.
But I'm not
playing
fantasy
football. He's like a handgun
football.
Waiting to go off.
Yes, he is. He's a loaded pistol. Ready to go off in plexiglass bursts and sweatpants.
Of course, you don't have this racism when it comes to kickers. Because, well, they're all white for the most part.
Yeah. Or foreign.
Uh-huh.
Little foreign fellas.
They're so cute.
Uh-huh.
They're like little panda bears.
They're cuddly.
Yes.
Hey, last week, you know, they had the Hall of Fame induction, and Bill Parcells was inducted, and they were going through some of their favorite Bill Parcells quotes over the years, and one of them was when he was with the Giants, their kicker had the flu or something like that, And the team doctor came to him and said, he's just too sick to play. And Parcells says, I don't need him to play. I just need him to kick.
There you go.
Oh, man, Mike left.
Oh, well.
Couldn't hang around till the end, Cuddy.
It was like he wasn't even here.
Yeah.
What?
No fantasy football for me, though.
We still have a couple guests, Ann, Sue, and Jamie. And Jamie.
That's right.
Yeah. How's that bed feeling, Jamie?
Is it comfy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all cuddled up in there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the covers and make a little cocoon? Got the air conditioner keeping it nice and cold and dark. With nothing but the warming glow of your cell phone and the dulcet
tones. Okay, stop it, Drew Peacock.
IWS Radio.
Drew Peacock.
No, I wasn't going there.
Oh, you weren't.
No, but whatever. Jump in there and interrupt me. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, it'd be nice if I got to speak every once in a while, but whatever.
Oh, please. I'm still pissed off about the Russian embassy hanging up on us.
Well, I have someone we could call if you want.
Sure.
Okay, hold on here.
What do you mean, hold on? Come on, why don't you get it done? Let's go.
Well, I don't do this all the time. I'm not like you. I don't have it down.
Well, you don't have bad eyesight, and you can't see the gray on the black.
6331. It is gray on black. That's stupid.
Thank you.
It says it's dialing. Here we go.
This could be exciting.
Party Timer Wild Zebra.
Hey, this is J-Man and Matt-Man here with I'm With Stupid, the internet radio show. And we wanted to check and see if you guys have any Asian ladies dancing today.
Yes, we do.
Outstanding. Really? We'll be there in just a little bit. And what's your name? Can we get your name?
This is Annette.
Annette?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Are you guys crowded? Is it busy today?
Yes, we are.
Got a good lunch crowd?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
All right. And how much are lap dances? Well, okay then. Annette at the Wild Zebra, everyone.
Jesus. I wasn't.
Wild Zebra, Gentleman's Paradise in San Antonio, Texas.
All right. That was good.
A place where you can... Figuratively, of course.
Of course.
Anyway, got a couple of Asian babes dancing today, so...
And you know what it's like there, Jay, don't you?
It very is much so freaking hot.
Uh-huh.
It is. That's kind of funny. I forgot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I forgot a funny story I had. I have it on a note somewhere. When I went to cash my check Saturday morning with the lovely Nicole. Mm-hmm. I said, could I have that all in ones because I have a date with a few ladies tonight. And she laughed, and then she told me a story, J-Man. She said,
oh, yeah.
You're not going to believe this, but this old guy comes in here about once a month, and he said, I need like 50 ones. Because my granddaughter is having a birthday. And he does it every month.
She has a lot of birthdays.
Yeah, she has one every month.
Yeah, of course, you know, it's probably pretty nice, you know, on the Sunday, but weekday, day shift, usually you go in there and just say,
no, God, please, no,
oh,
no,
God.
No.
I think
anyway.
Paul Pyatt needs to write a poem titled Day Shift Strippers.
Well, I tell you what, I just might do a poem about day shift strippers because that's what we're doing next week.
Oh, my God. Next week is going to be huge. Because next week, folks, ladies and gentlemen, Jamie and everyone, August 18th is National Bad Poetry Day.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. We're not making this up.
Uh-huh. And we're just the guys to celebrate that.
Damn
in
right.
Style.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, my
will.
God. Paul Pyatt's head's going to explode next week.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be so upset. So angry.
The great thing is, Jay, I don't have to do anything for next week's show. You know why?
Because you have a lifetime of bad poetry all sitting
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I'll just upload every Paul Pyatt that I've ever done.
Well, I'll just do a. I'll just go to Tumblr and search poetry, and I'm sure I'll find plenty of angst-ridden bad poetry.
Well, we will have a segment as well on, you know, introspective Facebook quotes. You know, like people who say they're a canoe without any direction. Idiots like that.
Uh-huh. Taking on water. Yeah.
Exactly. Trying to bail themselves out. Boy.
I'm sinking faster than the Titanic. Wait. How long did it take the Titanic to sink? Well, in any event, I'm sinking faster.
And then, Jay, man, after that, on the weekend of the date of the 25th. Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hell yes. It will be. That's the season 3 finale.
Yep. And you know what would be nice, Jay? In between now and the 25th, if people who like this show or don't like this show could record something about this show and send it to us as to how much they like it or hate it.
That would be kind of wonderful if they would.
Which they won't.
Which they won't.
Other than Jamie. Jamie's a trooper. It's
yeah.
Pretty sad when you have to go across the northern border to get participation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty upsetting when Canadians are more helpful and supportive
mm-hmm.
than our fellow Americans.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Wonder how Kanye feels about Paula Deen this week. Paula Deen
doesn't care about black people.
Still upset about that.
I wish he'd change his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we have breaking news. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is making a statement about the dog days of summer. Yeah. All right.
I've been hornswoggled.
Well, you know, there's no, you know what? There's nothing better to do than on the dog days of summer.
What?
There you go. Head on down to the fishing hole.
Yeah. And then when you catch a fish, Jay, you know what you got to say to the fish, don't you?
Get in what? My belly!
Oh, man. 15 minutes. 15 minutes still to go.
Oh, we can do it.
Well, actually, if I caught a fish, I would be like...
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I was catching a fish, I know damn well where I would have been at.
You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
I hate BTR sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And you know what BTR says to me, Jay?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Exactly. Although, if you go back, we had the BTR customer service representative in our chat room last week for a little while.
Oh, we did?
As it turns out, I missed her. Him. It.
And we're still on the air?
Yeah, I know, right? I did try to call BTR customer service once, and I got...
Oh,
the number you have dialed has not been recognized.
I'll tell you what, Jay. We got 14 minutes. What?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No. No.
No, no. I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to call him. Did you think I was going to call him?
Yes. I'll just call BTR and tell him what the fuck we think of him.
No. I will do this, J-Man, and you can ask her what happened yesterday morning.
Okay.
Tea break with Shmoop.
Oh, hola, Shmoopalicious.
Hello, Jason.
How you be?
Yeah. I be fine. You be?
Wonderful.
Good. Yeah, evidently I had a little accident yesterday morning.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, I made the coffee. I got Matt up. Because he likes to go cash his check early. And I turned the coffee on, went back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in and he said, it might have been good if you'd have put a coffee filter and coffee in it. So I had a big pot of hot water.
Well, see, he could have had himself some tea.
Well, he could have. That's beyond his realm.
No.
Oh, also, watch your ears. I would like to give a birthday shout-out to my boss. His birthday is today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Shmoop's boss.
He doesn't know it's his birthday, but... He said, I can't believe next year I'm going to be 70. I said, can we get to the 69th one first?
Uh-huh.
He
said,
what?
And first.
What is that, a couple months away? And I said, it's Sunday. Well, that's what you get with Alzheimer's.
I guess so. So we'll give one of these to Shmoop's boss.
Yay! And I don't have to be there tomorrow, so that's cool.
Oh, you don't?
No, I took the day off.
Wow, to do what? Got something important to do?
Yeah, the couch. I'm going straight from the bed to the couch.
All right.
I know.
Catch, that catch doesn't know what it's in for.
No, it does not.
Things could get hot tomorrow.
It could get, yeah, it could. It's like I told Matt.
Gonna watch,
huh?
Gonna watch some TV?
Yeah. Actually, I think I want to get one for the bedroom so I can get a DVD player and I can watch all of the Big Bang Theory.
I know how much show. Isn't that shown on WTBS in an endless loop now?
Oh, hush. Jay. You don't watch it, do you?
I have seen some of it.
Oh, dear God.
But I don't watch it on a regular basis, no. I've seen, I guess, the early years. Whatever they showed on TBS for a while, and now they just keep showing the same ones over and over. Drives me crazy. But it's on Netflix also, streaming, so I could go in there and watch it there if I wanted to, but I can't because there's a lot of episodes of The Rockford Files waiting to be watched.
Oh, man. Add that to my list. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Rockford Files. And no, I didn't kill Bob Barker.
But you'd like to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's just not good.
Yeah, I'd like to get, maybe just give him a little shove and he'll bang his head off the sidewalk. And
well, I did kill Lee Marvin. He was my first.
Yeah. Took him out.
I took him out. Hold on, honey.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. I like how she just abruptly is done.
That's what she...
Yeah, she's just like...
When she's done, well, she's done.
Yeah, okay, that's it, bye. You know, and that's it.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. Yesterday, when I met the pot of hot water, I was looking for the packets of Sanka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, too bad you didn't have a little instant cough, little Folgers.
Yeah.
The moments of our lives, moment, or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jay. I never recognized who was in the chat room. Oh, my gosh.
Oh!
I know, I got to find him, right? Where the hell is he?
I got it. My name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Everybody dance.
Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg.
Now just the white people.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg.
Well, Jesse Ferg's got like 7 minutes to call in. He should call in and say hi at 661-244-9852. Ask anyone. Just say hi, for God's sakes.
We need to know what he's up to here in these dog days of summer.
He's been invisible.
Yeah, he hasn't been around.
Yeah.
Comes in late in the show.
Yeah.
Probably in church. He probably had to go to church.
Probably so. Or at an Amish festival where they didn't have internet access. Because he does live up north.
Yeah, that's out there with the Amish types.
We got a lot of Amish here in Ohio, J-Man.
Yeah, we don't have Amish here. We got some Mennonites hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on them.
Oh God, they're devious.
Yeah.
They're slicksters.
Keep an eye on those folks.
Yes.
Oh, they all seem so harmless with their little...
Oh, of course.
Their little homey hearth bakery and all their little pies that they make. And
You have no idea what they're hiding in their skirts.
Yeah, but a lot of Amish up in Missouri go through Amish country between Springfield and Kansas City.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've noticed that. It's like they skip a state. It's kind of funny. There's some in Indiana, and then they go to Missouri. There's Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Ohio, and then they skip Illinois, I guess, is what it is.
Yeah, I guess Illinois wasn't particularly hospitable to them.
Nah. They probably saw East St. Louis and let's go across the
Well, yeah. Let's just keep on moving, folks. Don't look anybody in the eye.
Exactly. Mind your own business. In fact, there's this one there's this one place here in Bagwine. It's a complex. It's a huge complex. And a guy I went to high school with lives there. He said, "It's not a bad place if you keep to yourself."
Uh-huh. It's like it's the old automatic door locks.
Oh, and J-Man, we have a call.
Yes, we do.
No. 740, you're with Stupid.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jesse.
Hey.
The Fergmeister.
I had the devil fingers up when I said that.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And he was sticking his tongue out.
Wow. Well, I always do that.
He was like Ace Frehley from Kiss.
Who is bankrupt, by the way?
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, man.
That's the
Join the club.
What's that?
What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was going to say, when you were talking about the Amish, it kind of reminded me of college, where we would always see the Amish going down Claremont Avenue in Ashland almost every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And I bet every time they...
You don't know, Ashland, Ohio is up in north-central, northeast Ohio.
And every time they went past Jesse and their little buggy, they locked the doors. You know,
yes,
figuratively. Figuratively, if they had doors, they real quick reach over and acted like they were pushing the button to lock it.
No, they didn't push the button, Jay. They secured the latch.
It would have been funny to see like an Amish buggy with like hydraulics and all that, all those lights and the bouncy things. That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm. You know what this is, don't you, Jesse? Listen to this.
What's that?
Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, clap. That's an Amish drive-by shooting.
Yes, it is. I remember one time I heard on the radio that there were a group of young Amish people that had buggy races and a couple horses died.
Well, that's not good.
Because I think they ran into a telephone pole.
Well, they're not used to those.
No, they're not.
Hmm. Yeah.
I was sitting here getting ready to play the hey-o sound, and I guess Jesse was serious, though. I thought he was going to tell us a really good Amish joke there.
Instead,
yeah,
he just brought us death.
Instead,
that really did happen.
A couple of horses died, and Sarah
McLaughlin
got all
the
Always
a ray of sunshine
died.
There, Jesse.
That's right. Oh, man. The Amish.
Hmm.
Almost like the platypus of people.
Yep.
Always bringing a meeting.
Well, we got 50 seconds left. Just like that.
Uh-oh.
It's almost over.
But thanks for calling in, Jamie. You're the only one.
Jesse. Jamie, Jesse, whoever.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Right. Thanks for calling, dude.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great one.
You too.
Yeah.
And next week, Bad Poetry Week, J-Man.
That's right.
Everybody
get ready. It's going to be depressing.
It's going to be awful. Thanks for everyone for listening, especially Jesse and Jamie. And we'll see you all next week.
And Mike. Shout out to Mike, even though he didn't call.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's so quiet.
All right. Bye.
All right, J-Man. Bye.